Hey, Jake.
Yes, sir.
Did you know it is our anniversary month?
How long have we been married?
No, the show.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, I did know
the
that,
show's
actually.
Anniversary. We are turning 6 years old, and to celebrate that...
We're going to first grade.
Close. We're giving a discount on our Patreon. If you join the year-long subscription to the Patreon, you can get 15% off during the month of May. You can find out everything about our Patreon at patreon.com/thecritshow. But all tiers for the month of May are 15% off when you sign up for the annual membership. Is that as exciting as first grade?
You know, now that I'm kind of remembering back to first grade, that's far better than first grade.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey, what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have like a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that I can access?
That'll literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. Very good. She's very good.
And friendship. Aww.
New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
So what we have here is one of our listeners, actually, the former Divine is named after her, Anastasia V. She is one of my oldest friends, and she dabbles in mixology. And she got it in her head that she wanted to create for us what she thinks the experience of werewolf serum, drinking werewolf serum, is like. So she has created a drink. It is very red and flowy, and she and her brother and a couple of their friends tested it and then sent it to us to try. So Tass's is non-alcoholic. Jake, TJ, and I have the alcoholic version. So I don't know what else there's to say other than to drink it.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. All right, boys. Bottoms up.
Cheers.
So the thing that she said to pay attention to is how your tongue feels right now.
It feels
like it's buzzing.
It feels good, yeah.
Like it's like a battery.
It's a good tongue feel.
And so, like,
it feels like I ate a black cherry warhead.
So like your tongue and your mouth are just vibrating. You can if you want it to be done, I think.
My jaw is locking up.
My eyes are watering so much.
Oh my God.
Oh my
God.
And that was a non-alcoholic.
It is mostly gin.
Oh. I have a hard time breathing. Is that a bad thing?
No, it's fine. Whew. So if you're interested in that experience, I actually have a decent chunk of that left with me. I'm going to take it to C2E2.
Oh God.
So if anybody wants to try it, find me at C2E2.
Oh, I just had the non-alcoholic version, and my tongue is on fire.
Oh.
This is what you're doing to yourself, TJ. Multiple times an episode.
Now that I hate it, I think I want more.
Yeah, I know. I know. Now that you're like, oh, that's actually kind of good.
Oh, I can't stop swallowing.
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like I have lockjaw.
I feel like there's a lump in my throat, like that I can't quite get down.
I just feel like my tongue and my teeth and my lips are just tingling.
Wow.
I can't wait to transcribe this. It's just going to be a lot of and R.
It's too bad that we record the intros before the episode, because the episode that's going to be drunk doesn't match the intro that's going to be drunk. So I had said before that I was going to be on episode 17 of The Hard Move. He had to make an adjustment at the last second. One of the other people he had recorded with launched their Kickstarter. And so he actually bumped me back. I'm going to be on episode 19 of The Hard Move. Also, this Friday will be the last day to order hats if you're interested in getting one of those. Again, the way to order a hat, you can just go to our Patreon, and there's a post on there that tells you how to walk through it. I know I can just hear my voice slowly dying.
Uh-huh.
There's a very specific taste under my tongue that won't go away.
Yeah, we'll have to go get some more chaser here in a minute. So you can go on there. We have the beanies and we have the baseball caps. So we've got just a couple more days if you want to order one of those. And then also, I think Jake wanted to give a warning for this episode.
Yeah.
I'm dead inside, so nothing bothers me, but...
but you have seen me become triggered by things several times. We do some things in this episode that gave me the willies. So if you have a problem with, like, needles or injections or parasites or tendrils or there's some icky stuff, so you might want to proceed with caution if any of those things bother you.
Yeah,
I was actually sort of proof listening to the episode, and I was just standing up listening to it very still, and every once in a while I would just shiver, and one of my coworker buddies was like, are you okay? And I just kind of shook my head and said, I've seen some shit, man. Just you'll see.
All right, well, I think with that, we're going to get some more of this drink. It's time for some more werewolf serum. We'll see you on the other side. So you were all standing in TJ's subterranean lair. Rev has just gone back to start researching the spells you've asked for. And Jake and Tass, you have both just gotten visions of a swampy area and a weeping willow tree. And Tass, more specifically, he's just gotten a vision of a man dressed in brown with a sheriff's badge on, pulling back the collar of this man's shirt and revealing a mosquito the size of his fist with its needle buried at the base of his neck.
No, no, no. Come on. Come on.
I thought you were going to go with the Michael Scott. Yeah. No.
No, God.
No, God, no.
We have to talk about this.
We do. We do. So we did a live show at Wizard World Chicago, which we were not able to record. So who wants to give a recap of what happened on that adventure?
We got stopped on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere because some funky shit had been happening. And we investigated, and these people were basically being mind controlled by giant mosquitoes. They would plug into their spine and make them do shit. And we went and fought some of them, and we got messed up real bad. And the leader got away, and the leader was like a bug man.
Yeah.
And he escaped our grasp and is presumably behind this one too. Yeah.
And was basically the only like real enemy that we just got devastated.
Well, to be fair, why did you guys get devastated in that fight?
Somebody, not naming names, somebody tried to lob a grenade into its little cave, which would have just saved the day. Mm-hmm. But somebody's grenade bounced off of the cave back at us.
Yep.
And did 4 damage.
The last thing we saw were the initials TA on the grenade. Not naming names.
And kind of their leader, their papa, whatever it is, was essentially like Jeff Goldblum in The Fly, but a mosquito. He just had the head of a mosquito and the long nose and wings and just a little furry fingers and whatnot.
Ugh.
Yeah. All right. So as I had mentioned, we're going to kind of go through these in a way that we kind of come in on you guys already in progress instead of doing our normal travel and our buildup. There is information. There's location. There's some details on each one of these, and it's a little bit different. And so we find the three of you standing at the front office of this campground where I know that Jake has been. We went there last year on my birthday. And so you guys are there. You have rung the bell, and a woman opens the door. Hello, can I help you?
Hi, we're visiting the park here, and a friend of ours who lives in the area had told us that we should check out this place, and he didn't specify where, but he described it in vivid detail.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I wonder if it sounds familiar to you. Evidently, there's a pond, like a big pond that I guess is, the pond's kind of scummy, but there's a great big weeping willow along the edge of the pond and a cave beyond it, or a rock formation or something.
Oh, yeah. Actually, what's your reservation number? Do you have a reservation already?
No, we don't have a reservation for the campground yet.
Okay.
If we can find the place, we'd like to reserve a spot.
All right. What kind of spot would you like? Do you need something for tents, or do you have an RV?
I think just a tent spot. We have the tent in the trunk.
Oh, okay. So that'll be $25 for the weekend.
Okay. I'll pay the $25.
And both of us look at him. Fork it up.
She takes the money and she goes behind the desk and she pulls out a map and unrolls it. And she starts pointing at a couple spots. You know, I think it's probably this one right here. And she indicates a spot about half a mile away to the north. When I was a kid, we used to swing off of Weeping Willow there. And there was a cave behind it. And it was always like, oh, there's dead bodies. Don't go in there. You can hear someone, you know, shouting for help. Yeah, exactly.
Spooky.
Yeah. So that would be my guess is what it is. Did your friend say what they did there? Were they fishing or were they hiking or?
He didn't specify. He just said that it was kind of a scenic view.
Okay. Yeah, this is probably a thing because there's a lot of hiking trails by there.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. And your lot number is 1302.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, that reminds me. Are you wearing your harness?
Oh, the gun harness. Yeah. I think before I walked up to any just door, I would have set it on the side of the building or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Roll luck.
Okay.
Goodbye, harness.
Which is good now.
It's been nice. Hope you find your...
Oh, yeah. The highest possible result. So what is that? 13? No, 15. I forgot how we did luck because I haven't rolled it in so long because I haven't had a playbook
in
months.
When you guys come back out of the building, you come out just in time to see a little kid starting to pull one of the guns out of the harness and you scare him off.
Ow, ow.
I think you could have just gone, those are my guns. And it probably would have gone, oh, no.
They're mine now.
Yeah. No. Are they? Pulls out two pistols.
Starts flossing. I play Fortnite.
Oh, man. So just head right there, I guess?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Or do we want to do any reconnaissance or anything? I don't know. You mentioned that you saw a guy in your vision. Do we want to find that guy? Can we prevent what happens in your visions or are they absolute?
I assume I can sort of change what's going to happen, or at least aspects of it. I don't know. So, okay, so I saw who's clearly like this probably park ranger or something that has a mosquito already attached to and controlling him. He could already be controlled. I don't know. I don't know about that, how detailed this is.
I mean, I don't know if we want to try to find him first and, like, you know, find out if he's already controlled. If so, get him loose and see if he's got information or could help. Or if he's not controlled, get him somewhere that he won't become controlled. Or if we just take the fight right to the cave and try and nip it in the bud.
Oof, yeah. I mean, we could spend a whole lot of time just randomly walking around and hope we run into a park ranger. But if we know where this is, I think we got to get there. We got to get to these kids as fast as possible.
Yeah, they might be lunch.
Okay, let's go.
All right, so you guys start heading in that direction. I don't think it's very difficult. She said there was a hiking trail there that it takes you about 20 minutes to get to the path that she had indicated, and you're about 50 yards away from where you can see the beginning of the water.
Does it look familiar?
It does.
Okay, boys, I think we're here.
Can we navigate around the pond, or do we have to, like, go through it?
You could navigate around it.
Yeah, I think we should start doing that. Does either direction look like it provides any better cover? Is there one way that we kind of come up behind the Weeping Willow or anything?
The Weeping Willow is essentially straight across. Okay. So you could get behind it, you know, as long as you go out far enough, no matter which direction.
Clockwise.
All right. So are you guys keeping your distance from the pond? Are you trying to sneak? How you getting there?
I don't sneak well, so this is your guys' call.
History has shown that you sneak very well.
What?
You've rolled really well on, like, stealth things.
Oh, well, that's true.
I would try to be sneaky. I think I might even take the lead a little bit just to try to get ahead and see what I can see and then, like, signal back to them if I do see anything.
Okay.
Okay, sneak. Yes, we can sneak around.
Let's sneak around.
All right. Everybody roll act under pressure.
9.
Also 9.
Also 5.
Hard 5.
All right, so as a collective, you guys can try to sneak around, the two of you, and you're going to leave TJ in the dust because he's just moving so slowly.
I had Taco Bell, leave me alone.
Or you're going to go so far out of the way that you're going to lose sight of exactly where the Weeping Willow tree is because you realize you're being a little noisy, so you cut very far out before you cut back in, or you're going to leave a very obvious trail.
I'm more okay with leaving a trail.
Yeah, I mean, I think if our plan here is just to go right there and mess them up, that we're probably not concerning ourselves too much with what we're leaving behind, just having a stealthy approach. So I agree with that.
So you guys cut around the lake, and you are almost to the cave when you hear TJ splash. He has tripped over something, and he has fallen into the pond about halfway between you and where you guys started.
Oh, good Lord.
And from inside the cave, you hear buzzing.
I don't know whether to, like, hunker down and hope that the buzzing subsides or to run to TJ and get him.
For the moment, I am just taking a knee and pulling my shotgun off my rack, and I'm just waiting to see what I see.
Is TJ like well into the water, or is he kind of on the edge?
He's far enough in that he's got to swim to get back.
I'm going to teleport back to like where we were creeping, kind of at the point nearest to him, and still hunker for a second. I want to see if the mosquitoes chill, but if they don't, at least I'm closer and ready to help him.
So as you guys are hunkered down, waiting, TJ, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get back onto land and not be such a goofus.
Okay, so you're trying to swim back?
Yeah.
Okay, so roll Act Under Pressure.
Wow! 3.
So as you are starting to try and swim back, you hear this buzzing and it kind of catches your attention and you take in a breath to scream out to them that something's happening, and you just feel a bunch of the slimy water go down your throat and you submerge under the water. So the two of you see TJ vanish under the water. And as that happens, 3 of those fist-sized mosquitoes come out from the cave.
I feel like I'm thinking, oh, that was clever. He goes underwater so they can't get to him.
Okay, I'm going to go get TJ out of the water. First thing, that's my priority. So just kind of run in there and see if I can't drag him up and out.
Okay, so a roll Act Under Pressure to dive into the water and get him out.
12.
Okay, so you dive into the water and you grab him by the collar and start swimming back to shore. And Tess, you see that the 3 mosquitoes have spotted this and they are moving in their direction.
Are any of the 3 of them in my range yet?
Of your shotgun? No.
Yeah. Dang it. I guess I see them heading that way and I'll half panic for a moment and put away the shotgun and get the submachine gun out and try to line up a shot since it does some area damage.
Roll kick some ass.
Oh boy. That is an 8.
How much damage does it do?
That does 3 harm.
You pull out the submachine gun and you fire it, and those 3 mosquitoes just turn to mist. And you take 2 points of damage as you hear gunfire from behind you, and a bullet clips your shoulder.
Oh no. He's here.
Are we out of the water yet?
Yeah. A couple of stray bullets pepper the water near you, but you do not get hit.
Can I see the gunman?
You can. It is a man dressed mostly in brown with a sheriff's badge, holding a very large revolver, and he is about 50 feet behind Tass.
Okay. My breathing is whistling. Yeah, there's a feather going up and down, and I'm in my nightcap. I want to run over and try to disarm him.
Okay, roll Act Under Pressure.
9.
All right, so you can get the gun away from him, but he's going to get a shot off. And the shot is either going to go into the cave, into Tass, or into TJ.
Into Tass, I think.
So Tass, you take 2 points of damage, and you have the gun in your hand.
I'm going to huck it into the pond.
I feel like I took that bullet because I am just sprinting straight towards them anyway, with the idea that I want to spear tackle him so that he lands on his back. You know, I want to try to squish that thing.
Roll protect someone.
Ooh, that sucks.
Roll another tough stat, tough boy.
Ooh,
my
no.
God.
How's a one do me?
Not great. So you go to spear tackle this man that Jake has just disarmed. And as you're going, this buzzing again kind of fills your head. And you try to juke because you sense like, oh no, something's about to get me. And you trip on a root and spear tackle Jake. Right as you see a mosquito pass over your head and into the back of Jake. Jake, roll cool.
Oh God. Oh no! 6!
You hear a voice. Stop him. Stop the one who just hit you.
All right.
Jake, real quick, can you do me a favor and stop getting possessed by the villains, please?
TJ, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm going to try and tackle him by the legs and trip him up.
So in that case, if you're both there, first TJ, roll Act Under Pressure.
6.
Both of you take 3 points of harm.
Ooh.
As TJ dives in to try to help you tackle this guy, Jake does a wide arc with his hammer and catches both of you.
Good.
TJ, roll cool.
No. I don't wanna. 7.
These wounds are real bad. You feel like you need a werewolf serum, and if you don't take one, you have a -1 ongoing.
I knew this would come to haunt me.
and I accept the consequences of it. I will take a werewolf serum real bad.
You are fully healed.
Oh my god.
Tass, what are you doing? You've just been knocked backwards by Jake's hammer.
Oh boy. I think I just need to try to get up, and I just want to essentially combat roll past him so I can get a shot at his back and try to shoot this mosquito off his back.
All right, roll act under pressure.
Oh, 7.
Yeah, you can do it, but you will open yourself up to an attack from the man in brown.
He's just like a UPS driver with a gun.
Or you can do it, but the gun will jam. Or in the roll, you're going to lose two of your other weapons at random.
I think I'll open myself up to the attack.
So you roll behind Jake. You light up the mosquito on his back with the submachine gun, which does kill it. And you take a shot in the back. 2 points of damage.
Is that armor defeating?
It is not.
Okay.
Yeah, I think just for the fiction, we probably should have been pointing out this whole time that New Tass has been taking these bullets and they are just deflecting off of him.
Yeah, he's a very armored man.
Yeah.
And I'm crapping my pants at every
time the shot.
Yep.
So you are suddenly in your right mind, Jake.
Cool. Then I want to try and take the sheriff man down. I want to basically just like leg pick him, like, you know, run up, hand in the hip, grab his ankle and just lever him to the ground.
All right. Roll act under pressure.
7.
You run over to him and you can slam him down to the ground and squash this mosquito. But he is either going to take some damage, the host, from you doing this. It is going to torque your leg funny and you're going to have a -1 for movement, or the sound of combat is going to draw more things out of the cave.
Think I'm going to give this guy a little bit of damage.
So you slam this guy to the ground and you hear some kind of a crack as he hits the ground. There was a stone there that you didn't see, but his eyes clear before they kind of roll up in his head. And now that you're on top of it, you can very clearly see that it is a sheriff. He's got a sheriff's badge. He has another name tag on that says Jason.
Okay. Did the mosquito squish?
It did.
Then I want to kind of grab this guy's hand and help him to his feet. And as I grab his hand, I want to lay on hands.
Okay. Roll it.
11.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah, he is fully healed and his eyes opened. Oh, what's going on?
This may or may not sound weird, but you were possessed by an evil mosquito. How you feeling?
Yeah, I'm all right. I feel like I've been in this haze forever. I've been doing these things, but I couldn't control myself. And there was this whispering in my head.
Yeah, that was the bug. It's dead now, but there are, to my knowledge, more in that cave. Do you want to help us kill them?
Yeah. Do you have a weapon?
I point at Tass.
What are you good with?
I'm good with a revolver, but I think it's in the lake.
I did throw it in the lake. I'm sorry.
I have a 38, and I'll hand him mine.
All right.
Cool. As they're doing this, I want to check the back of the guy's head. Is the needle that was in the back also out of him?
The needle is still there. It's kind of pushed into his skin.
Hold still. This is going to probably hurt a little, and I'm going to pull it out.
You pull it out, and just like previously, you pull it out, and you can see the... What did we call them? The
proboscis?
Yeah.
Tendrils?
The tendrils, the proboscis comes out with the nose. You can see that there are little veins that were coming out of it. And you can see them kind of clear from the back of his head. And throw it to the ground and he kind of shivers and poops a little.
Jake, turn around. I'm going to do this to you too.
Yep.
Yep. I'm going to pull it out.
And the exact same thing. You pull it out and, you know, they are much shorter on Jake because it just inserted into him.
Mm-hmm.
But you're able to pull it free.
Cool. I don't want to just throw these on the ground. I'm actually going to start collecting these.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Hey, the grenade went pretty well last time. Do you want to try it again?
No, I don't. Butthole. And I'm going to start heading towards that cave.
All right.
Strange happenings are occurring in the world of Exandria. Slayed creatures and beasts from days of yore are returning to the land of the living, and it's up to a band of unlikely heroes to re-slay them. Welcome to the Re-Slayer's Take.
Join Jasmine Bular, Jasmine Chung, Jasper Cartwright, and Caroline Lux alongside Game Masters Nick Williams and me, George Primavera, in this Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition role-playing adventure through Critical Role's fantasy world of Exandria. But don't worry, you won't need to know the rules to follow this story. All you need to know is that nothing the players do is scripted or planned, and their fates are determined by their own cleverness and the roll of a 20-sided die.
So what the heck are you waiting for? Adventure awaits in the Re-Slayer's Take.
New episodes drop weekly on Mondays wherever you stream your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
You guys head towards the cave, and Sheriff Jason has the revolver raised. So what's the plan?
Well, there might be kids in there that were taken, so don't fire willy-nilly. But if you see mosquitoes, pop them off.
Also, if you have a collar, go ahead and pop it.
Oof. from your memory of any of this, like, is it too hazy to remember details? Did you see any kids?
No. I've just been kind of walking around this lake, talking to people and telling them to leave when they get too close.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. All right. In theory, there's a real big humanoid looking dude like this in here. Don't hesitate to shoot it if you see it.
All right.
And I'm actually going to put the guns away and get the spear out.
Okay. Who's leading the way?
I will.
So how are you guys going into the cave?
I think full tilt. Like, I think just kind of give like a nod and then just run in there, weapon ready.
So Jake's going first. You guys are sprinting into this cave.
Mm-hmm.
Jake, roll read a bad situation.
That's my good one. That's a 4.
This is going to go just as you think it should.
I just leveled up.
Oh, cool.
Again.
All right. What are you going to take?
20?
I'm going to...
Retire your hunter to this cave.
He lives here now.
He becomes the new Mosquito King.
I'm going to mark another 2 basic moves as advanced.
Okay, what ones?
Let's see. I already have Kick Some Ass and No Limits. I will go with Help Out and Act Under Pressure.
All right. And how are those different when they are advanced?
Act Under Pressure, on a 12+, you may choose to either do what you wanted and something extra, or to do what you wanted to absolute perfection.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Nice.
And Help Out, on a 12+, your help lets them act as if they just rolled a 12 regardless of what they got.
Oh, wow. All right. That's great.
Nice.
But now back to the situation at hand.
Yeah.
So you come charging into the entrance of the cave right into a swarm of mosquitoes, and they start swarming your face and your mouth. And they are very tiny, but you can hear them all kind of humming and buzzing at you, and it seems like it's in your head. You have a -1 as long as they are there.
These are regular-sized mosquitoes?
They are. You guys come pulling in behind Jake, and it is dark and musty in here, and you can see that there is a halo of mosquitoes around his head.
Oh, God.
Everybody, just start slapping Jake, quick.
I mean, kind of, though. I think I would literally just start trying to wave them off, like smash them between my hands and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, to get them off of him, you will have to essentially attack him. Like, they are crawling on his skin. Oh. They're swimming around his hair. Like, if you try to wave your hand through him, they're not just going to piss off.
Right.
So what are you doing, Tass? Are you just kind of frozen, not sure what to do?
I am, because I don't want to just start stabbing my spear at his face.
And as you kind of freeze in that moment, TJ, what are you doing? You come in and you see Tass and Jake both kind of stuck there.
I'm going to try and... Oh, dang, I don't know. I guess maybe a werewolf serum would help out. Maybe. I don't know.
Clear your thoughts. What?
For you?
Oh, yeah, for me. Yeah. Of course. I wouldn't want to use it on Jake. Come on. But now that I'm thinking about it, these things are after blood because they're mosquitoes. No, but it's superpowered blood. That would be bad. I was going to use it to lead them away somehow, like Pied Piper the mosquitoes away. Jeez, I don't think I can do anything at this moment. I'm not going to zap him.
You hear from deep inside the cave, you're back again. I can't believe that you have tracked me this far.
Yep, we sure did.
Get them. Get them. And you hear just a swarm of moving in your direction.
Can I try and teleport back into the water to like wash the mosquitoes off me?
Sure.
Or, I mean, I guess I don't even know if they'll come with me. Presumably the ones that are on my skin will.
Yeah, roll Act Under Pressure to kind of get your focus and get out of here.
12. Damn, I'm rolling either really good or really bad.
Jake vanishes in a flash of light, and in that brief moment, you see a little bit of the cave, and then it is dark again. Jake appears in the water where he had rescued TJ, and the mosquitoes are gone.
I'm going to get my flashlight out in preparation of something coming up. TJ, let's get in here and get this thing and start heading further in.
Gotcha, and I'm going to pull out my flashlight, because if I put on my night vision goggles, I think flashlights would just blind me.
So. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys head into the cave, and that swarm of mosquitoes that was around Jake is still there, and you can hear it kind of starting to move towards you guys as you get out light.
Gonna zap the hell out of it.
All right, roll kick some ass.
Heck yeah. 11.
TJ fires off a blast from his electro blaster, and it toasts all the tiny mosquitoes. And you hear their faint cries. They fall to the ground.
Oh,
sweet relief.
And I am just so sad now. I'm sprinting full tilt ahead.
So, Jake, what are you doing? You're in the water.
If the mosquitoes are off me, I'm going to go right back.
All right, so, Tash, you charge into the cave right as Jake appears back in his spot. And Sheriff Jason is right behind you. And as you get inside of the cave, you hear the buzzing all around you now. And in the back corner, you can see a figure moving around behind rocks.
I want to try to just run to where I saw that movement on the other side of the rocks and spear that dude.
Roll kick some ass.
Go! 5.
You sprint and go to leap over this rock, and you land. And you realize as you land that it was some kind of a fake out, that he had set something there or thrown something there to draw your attention. And as you land, you feel a sharp pain in your spine. You take 2 points of damage and you feel a pair of hands grab onto your shoulders.
Ooh.
And you can tell that whoever's in charge here has just stuck their needle into your spine.
I assume that's armor defeating.
It is armor defeating. The two of you hear Task cry out from behind this rock. As the buzzing around you starts to get closer.
Can I see from TJ's flashlight beam?
Where are you pointing it, TJ?
I'm pointing it in the middle of this cave where I saw movement.
So you're pointing it where Tass is?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can see a little bit of shadow playing behind the rocks.
Okay, I'm gonna follow him around the rock and get ready to hit something.
The sheriff starts to fire at the mosquitoes that start to come in from the top of the cave. You can see there are half a dozen of the fist-sized mosquitoes. TJ, what are you doing?
I'm going to zap a mosquito with my electro blaster.
All right, roll kick some ass.
That's a 10.
What is your extra effect?
I'm going to take less harm into doing.
All right, so you blast off this shot at one of the mosquitoes. It seems pretty badly damaged, and it tries to stick its needle into you, and you dodge to the side and smack it away so you don't take any damage.
Oh, wonderful.
Jake, you come around the corner, and Tass is standing in front of you holding the spear, and behind him you can see that there is a man with a very long needle put into his back and has hands on either side of him.
All right, here's what I want to do. I want to reach between them to where, like, I've got kind of the dude's needle between my fingers, and I just want to smash that dude's head backward into a wall. Like, just pry the needle out and crush this mosquito man's head.
Roll protect someone.
That being the case, I'm just going to go ahead and use never again.
And what exactly does that do?
It means I roll a full success, but taking no harm is not an option.
Okay, so what is your extra effect?
Harm on the enemy.
All right, so you slip your hand between the two of them, and you thrust backwards. His head connects with the back wall. Tass, before the needle gets out of him, thrusts his spear into your side, and you take 2 points of damage, armor defeating, but you hear a thick, wet crack as the head of this mosquito man hits the back wall.
All right.
Oh, God, sorry. Oh, man, are you okay?
I'm fine. Kill the mosquito man.
I'm going to turn around and try to jam my spear just through his gut.
All right, roll kick some ass.
6.
Remind me, out of character, why you're so bad at fighting?
You're about to see. You're literally about to find out. With that, I level up, by the way.
Oh, okay. What are you going
to
take?
Do we want to address that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so this is first foray into actually trying to use this spear, and clearly it's going horribly. So I think I'm having this moment of like, this panicked moment of trying to talk to Rachel saying, why am I bad at this? Why doesn't this feel right? What the hell am I doing wrong?
Get good.
Scrub. GG, no read.
And one way or another, I think that just the realization hits me that the whole thing is mind over matter, that I'm trying to kick some ass the way I used to kick some ass, and I'm not feeling it. I'm not letting this essence be a part of me. So what I'm going to do is take a move from another playbook from the Monstrous so that I use weird to kick ass.
All right. So now you, instead of tough, roll weird.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, in the meantime... you go to thrust your spear into the mosquito man, and you feel a pinch at the back of your neck, and roll cool.
Ooh. Five.
And you want to defend this man with your life. TJ, what are you doing?
I'm zapping more mosquito.
All right, roll kick some ass.
Yeah. Seven.
Are you shooting the one that you had shot before?
Yeah, I'll shoot the one that I shot before then.
Okay. It falls to the ground, sizzling, and you take no damage because it's dead.
Baller.
Jake, you see this mosquito dart between you and Tass and get in his neck, and Tass spins around again and takes a stance in front of the man on the ground as if he's going to protect him.
Sorry, I'm just going to 300 kick Tass into the wall to try and smash the mosquito on his back.
roll protect someone.
11.
Okay, what is your extra effect?
Would it be inflict harm on the enemy?
Yes.
I'm trying to crush the mosquito on his back?
Yeah, because they have hit points.
Then that.
So you push him backwards, and you hear a little bit of a crunch, and Tass is on the ground, but his eyes have not cleared yet. Tass, you've just been knocked to the ground, and you want to defend this man. What are you going to do?
I think initial response is there's a guy standing above me, so I'm going to try to throw my spear at him.
All right, roll kick some ass.
I'm sorry.
With your newly discovered weirdness.
Yeah, with his newly amazing ability to kick ass.
It's a 12.
It is. It's like a 13 or a 14.
It is a 12.
Oh, crap. I didn't mean to call that.
All right, what is your extra effect?
I am hurting. I think I would legitimately not want to take any harm. I want to be able to defend this guy as long as I can.
Okay. You don't have that as an advanced one, right? Kick some ass?
No.
Okay.
So it's just minus one harm.
Just, yeah, less harm.
So I'm still going to hit you.
It's true. I assume. Are you going
to
hit him?
If he tries to stab me with the spear, yeah. I
turns into a Royal Rumble real fast.
Yeah. No, I don't think I'm going to try to hit him. I think it would be more of kind of, you said he hit the ground, right?
Yeah.
And he's trying to throw the spear at me. So I imagine it would be more of just kind of trying to put a foot on him to plant him back into the ground.
Are you going
to
deal him damage or not?
Yeah.
Because that's really the move is that you can either exchange harm with him or...
That's it, right?
Yeah.
He gets harm back no matter what. So I guess I have to.
I think in this situation, you could choose not to hit him back. Normally, a monster would automatically hit you back, but since you know the situation he's in, you could choose not to strike back at him.
I won't.
Okay.
I wanna, but I won't.
I understand.
Just to show him what's up. Jake, you take 2 points of armor-defeating damage.
Which makes me unstable.
The man on the ground gets up and starts to move along the edge of the wall, trying to get away from the fight between the two of you. TJ, you see from around the rock, this mosquito-headed man start to shuffle around the edge.
Oh, that's the big daddy. Yeah. I'm going to go for him then.
Okay, roll kick some ass.
You got it. 7.
All right, you fire your electro blaster at him, and as you start to raise it, he sees you and starts charging at you. You take 2 points of damage, but he also takes damage. TJ, roll cool.
6.
Take another werewolf serum. This pain is too much.
Gotcha.
My God.
You are fully healed.
Oh, boy.
Jake, you see this man start to sidle away. You hear TJ's blaster go off. You see some light, but you still have Tass facing you down.
I'm going to teleport back to the mouth of the cave.
Okay.
Ready to stop that guy from getting out.
Oh, sneaky.
So Jake vanishes, but you know that the man you are supposed to protect is gone. And so you assume that he went around behind you because you didn't see him go in front of you.
Indeed. So yeah, I'm going to spin around and start moving in that direction.
Okay. And you come around the rock and you see TJ struggling with this guy, fighting with him. And the sheriff is still there and he is fending off the other mosquitoes that are dive bombing.
Oh boy, well I had better try to get that guy that's struggling with my boss with my shotgun.
It's true.
Because I threw my spear somewhere, don't know where it is.
Yeah, yeah. It's in some guy's shoulder.
Yeah, I'm going to lower that shotgun.
All right, roll kick some ass. This is a bloodbath.
I love you, buddy.
You got to do what you got to do.
I think so far I have done more damage to us than I did the last time we fought this guy. That's an 8.
TJ, you see Tass come around the corner and he draws the shotgun and you initially think that, oh, good, he's going to shoot this guy. And you notice the slight angle and it is aimed towards you. What would you do in response to that?
Wait a minute. What are my choices again to...
Either shoot back at Tass or don't.
I would never shoot my buddy.
TJ, you take 3 points of damage. Not armor defeating. Roll cool.
Oh, God.
I spent money on these.
7.
You feel like you need another one. This pain is bad. And if you don't take one, you will have a -1 ongoing.
Taking it.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. No willpower in game or real life.
Shots fired. Shots fired. Jake, you are standing at the front of the cave and you hear gunshots going off. You hear the electroblaster discharging. You hear the revolver firing. No one's approaching you.
I'm picturing just the executioner in Thor Ragnarok when Thor flies away and he just goes... Ugh, and just kind of starts jogging after him like, God, I've got to run back into the cave now.
Okay.
I overdid it. So yeah, head back in.
You run back into the cave and there is Tass with his shotgun drawn at TJ. The mosquito man has gotten away from TJ and TJ is injecting himself with what you think is another werewolf serum. And the sheriff is still trying to fend off the remaining few large mosquitoes, but they are encroaching on him with every shot that he takes.
I'm gonna try and smash the mosquito guy again.
All right, we'll kick some ass.
I'm just of the mindset that if I can take out the boss, maybe the mooks give up. 11.
All right, what is your extra effect?
Ooh, suffer less harm.
You sprint into the cave and you push TJ to the side and slam your hammer down into the side of the mosquito man's head and it caves in and he collapses to the ground. Tass, your vision clears as you hear a scream inside of your head and there's a sharp pain in the back of your neck as the needle is removed and the remaining few mosquitoes try to make for the entrance of the cave.
Oh, if I'm clear-headed, I want to try to take a shot at that one that just came off of me.
All right, roll kick some ass.
Oh, God. 6.
What are you two doing?
Also trying to pick one off before it gets away. How many are there?
There are 3 left.
Yeah, definitely trying to pick one off.
Same. I'll try to pick off whatever he doesn't pick off.
Okay, both of you roll kick some ass.
Snake eyes.
Not snake eyes, but a 5.
And you hear the mosquitoes buzz out of the cave and into the sky.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Is everybody okay?
And I jump up because I'm hopped up on werewolf syrup. Yeah, fine, man. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm going to first go check on Jake because he looks beat up and most of it's my fault.
I am beat up. And it is your fault.
I'm sorry.
Actually, Jake, take an additional point of damage for hitting the guy while you were unstable.
Do you have a werewolf serum left? I think I might genuinely need it.
Even as he's saying that, I think I would try to like put a hand on his shoulder or something in the meantime and say, maybe see if Soul will help first, just for the sake of it.
Yeah, okay. I mean, hopefully this is wrapped up for the most part, so I guess no need to waste it yet. Soul, can you hit me with one, please?
Yeah.
All right.
He appears out of your sleeve and puts off a pulse, and everybody is healed 3 points of damage.
Sheriff Jason, how you doing?
I'm all right. That was real weird.
It was real weird. You held your own very well. I'm impressed.
Thanks. When I was in high school, I won skeet shooting. It's kind of like that, but real different.
Yeah, usually the skeet doesn't come after you.
Yeah, this chance the skeet did come after me because they were skeeters, you see.
Hey.
I like you, Jason.
Thanks. I hope to come back.
I hope I don't cease to exist once you leave.
I hope this isn't just a walk-on.
All right, hopefully that missing class is deeper in this cave, so let's go find out.
Yeah, yep. You guys head back into the cave, and sure enough, there is a makeshift cage that has 7 third graders inside of it.
Hey, kids, you guys okay?
Yeah, and they are all very freaked out, but very excited to see you. They're actually super excited to see Sheriff Jason, and that calms their nerves. Again, since we're kind of doing a montage of cases that you guys are dealing with, we cut to you guys back at the sheriff's office. Jason is thanking you as the parents come and pick up the kids and get their stories.
I'm giving him back his very wet gun that I retrieved from the bottom of the
pond. Yeah, exactly. He's got it out on his desk and he's cleaning it, trying to get it in working order again.
Oh, and one other thing, too. I think I would suggest that we take the carcass of the Mosquito Man back to IPT to see if there's any of their whatever crazy stuff that they can do with it.
Put them on cold storage.
Put it in my lab, because I have a lab for dissecting the monsters. The examination room.
I mean, that's fair. That's called shot. You can have the monster.
You guys collect the corpse, and you take it back to TJ's lab.
Hey, Rev, we got a roommate for you.
Holy what the shit is this?
This is the guy that got away. The one that got away.
Oh, my true love. You got weird taste. So where do you guys want to go from here?
Oh, hold on. Let me strike missing kids in the mountains from my list.
Yeah.
Missing hunters, highway robbery, grave robbers, murderous toy store, or car crash bridge. I would vote either missing hunters or the murderous toy store. Murder is bad. Missing hunters could be getting murdered. Also bad. Grave robbers, not so bad. Robbery, not so bad. Car crashes, not necessarily fatal. Were they all fatal?
Yeah.
Well, dang. That makes this less clear for me.
Toy store.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay. Is anybody going to do any shopping before you go?
Is this a same day scenario? Are we just in and out, or is it like an overnight?
What do you mean?
Basically, do I need to spend more to heal before we go out? Like, or is it like a day has passed and I'm healed up and we're ready? We're going out fresh.
It depends. That's up to you guys. Are you waiting a day before you move on to the next thing? Or are you trying to knock them out real fast?
This one just went so quick. I didn't expect this to take a fraction of a day.
Yeah, I think we need to hit them.
All right. Well,
if you guys are comfortable doing that, I'd vote for that.
Yeah.
Oh, how many points do I have left? Serums are 3 for 5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to buy 3 more, but I'm not giving them to TJ this time.
What's your health at?
I'm at 2 harm right now, so I'll stick with it for the moment. I mean, there's not anybody here that can patch me up, right? That's not...
Right, without using just Soul's other charge, and then we're out of those.
Yeah, I'm good for the moment.
Anybody else?
I don't think so. I think I'm good to go. I haven't used any special ammo or anything yet.
I only have 1 gear point, so I don't think there's anything in that bag for me.
All right, so roll your beginning of mystery moves.
9.
Dang. 14.
So, Jake, what is your question?
What sort of creature is it?
It is gremlins.
And my superiors ask me to do something complicated or difficult.
He wants you to, once you deal with this menace, to find their place of origin and wipe out their home.
All right.
And Tash, you get a vision of your future, correct?
I do.
Into your head comes an image of you walking down a dark toy aisle. You can hear Jake and TJ in the aisles next to you as you patrol through this toy store. You hear the mechanical laughing of a clown. You hear a monkey slamming cymbals together. You hear a fire truck engine. And you hear the cow goes moo. The cow goes moo. The cow goes moo. The cow goes moo. And you hear scuffling and racks falling over. And you sprint around the corner and you see TJ getting pulled through a portal of light by 2 tiny scaled monsters.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hey, Dad, I've got a question for you, and it makes me really frustrated.
Mikey, the stars are wrong.
He jumped 2.5 times farther than we were supposed
to. He's not a robot, right?
He's an AI.
They used you, yes, but they used me worse.
I want to go home!
How many minutes are in a while?
Ask Your Father is available anywhere you get podcasts. Find out more at GideonMedia.com.